同学们，老师们平安。
Peace to all of you, faculty and students.
这次陈老师给我个题目，这是你们的主题哈，叫做尽心竭力效法基督。
And this year we know that our theme is to pursue God steadfastly.
然后我在想我们怎么样来效法基督。
And I'm thinking about how we can imitate and follow Christ.
我就发现我要效法基督是非常麻烦的事情。
And then as I think of this, I feel it's really very hard to imitate Christ.
因为我看不到基督。
Because in a way, I cannot see him with my eyes.
对吧？我现在看到基督，他的这个意思代表我差不多完蛋了。
If I said I'm about to see Christ, then maybe my life is about to end.
对不对？这是我换一句话说，我没有办法用我的眼睛直接很清楚看到我们的神嘛。
I meant that I cannot use my physical eyes to look at the Lord face to face.
然后有一句话在我的头脑里面出来了。
However, there is these words came to my mind.
就是保罗说你要效法我，好像我效法基督一样。
Just like what Paul said, you must follow me or imitate me as I imitate Christ.
所以我就很清楚说，哎，我们来跟随保罗哈，这条路差不多了，差不多了。
So I feel that you know if we follow Paul, then it's about right.
对不对？所以我们现在我们看保罗怎么样，好不好？ So, 看我们的服事怎么样？希望我们能够在神的面前彼此的交流。
So this morning we'd like to look at how Paul served the Lord. And how he followed Christ, and we can imitate him as he imitate Christ.
我们看他的服事怎么样蒙神的喜悦。
And we will also see how he has pleased God with his ministry.
所以根据使徒行传二十章这段经文，主要保罗请长老们从以弗所请他们来，然后跟他谈一些事情。
So this morning, even as we look at Acts chapter 20, we will see how Paul continued to exhort the elders from Ephesus.
所以他来的时候，然后保罗真的敞开他的心，谈一些关于到服事的事情。
So when the elders from Ephesus came, in a way we can say that Paul really poured out his heart to them.
然后根据这段经文里面，我们看到保罗的服事哈，有几个很重要的点，我们彼此的讨论。
And we would like also to see what are some of the very significant things that in terms of his ministry.
你看保罗请他们长老来的时候，当他们来了以后，第十八节保罗就说，你们知道自从我从亚细亚的日子以来，在你们中间始终为人如何。
So even as Paul began to speak to them, he immediately he said, you know how I live the whole time I was with you from the first day I came to Asia.
所以换一句话呢，保罗一下子敞开告诉他们说，我在你们中间，我为人如何。
So Paul is really very direct. All of you know how I lived among you.
那同时不单只说为人如何，我始终为人如何。
It's not only how I live now, but throughout my life, how I live.
我感觉到为人很简单。
I feel that to live or as a person is maybe very simple.
但是始终怎么样为人，这个更困难。
But to live consistently, that is really very hard.
我感觉到在短期的里面，在社会，在比如说在教会里面，跟弟兄姐妹见面，我告诉你，为人很简单。
So may I tell you, even in the church, as you deal with different people in the church for a short time.It is very easy.
但是呢，在学校同在一起做学生同学，在一起一段时间，为人就难了。
But however, here in the school, when you live together and study together for a long time, then to be a person or how to deal with people, then that is really hard.
而假如你在你的同一个房间，你的室友本身哦，哇，那个为人更难了。
And especially when you are with your dorm mates in your rooms.To be a person is really very hard.
对不对？但是你能够意志始终代表是意志为人，这个更难本身。
But to be able to live consistently with good character, that is very hard.
所以我要说一件事情。
So I'd like to say this.
保罗服事哈。
When Paul ministered,
他的重点还不是放在恩赐上。
So his focus is not really on his gifts.
但是他先他的重点是放在什么生命上。
But his priority is on how he lived.
所以他是一开始请长老来的时候，他不说你怎么样怎么样怎么样服侍，他不这样说。
So when he invited the elders, right at the beginning, he did not say, you must do this and that.
他说一开始说，我在你们中间始终为人如何，这是重要啦。
But he started by saying to them, you know how I live consistently.
所以我感觉要服侍上帝，回到一个重点上，你我的生命怎么样。
So in order to serve God, we must always come back to this very foundational point. How do we live?
我们的生命，我们的这个我是怎么样的人很重要。
The person I and his life, this is very important, and they are the same.
那个 老少院长他，我上他的教牧神学的时候。
When I was taking pastoral ministry under the late the Pastor Shaw,
他教我很多。
He taught us many things.
那有一件事情哦，停留在我的头脑，到现在仍然在那边。
There's something that still remains in my mind till this day.
他说传道人三个字。
So in Chinese, to be a preacher,
他说传道人先要懂得做人。
So the first thing that he must learn is how to live as a person.
你不懂得做人，你不要谈传道。
So if you do not know how to be a person, then you don't need to talk about how you preach.
然后做完人以后，你才学怎么样掌握那个道，那个传真理的道。
So if you are able to uphold or to be able to know how to live, then and only then you will think about what you are going to preach.
然后最后我们谈到怎么样传。
And then lastly, then we'll think about how we're going to communicate the message.
所以坦白说，
so frankly speaking,
服侍离不开生命。
Our ministry can never be separated from our daily life.
真正的服侍离不开你怎样做人。
And our real ministry cannot be separated as to how we deal with people.
但是麻烦在哪里？
But where is the difficulty?
麻烦是说我这个人进到一个文化的里面。
For me, as a person, when I enter into a particular culture,
然后这个文化有时候跟我的那种做法文化不同。
And I found that the culture that I have entered into is different from my own culture.
讲一个例子好吧。
Or maybe we can cite an example.
在飞盛早期有中国学生来的时候。
In the early days, when we begin to accept students from mainland China,
那有些本地生非常不高兴，对不起。
There are some local students who are not very happy about it.
然后我问他们为什么不高兴。
And I asked them, how come you are not excited about the China students?
他们说有一件很大的不同是文化上的差异。
And they mentioned it's because of the cultural differences.
所以我问他什么样的差异。
And I asked him, what are the differences?
这个差异很难适应的哦，他说。
And they said, you know, it's very hard to fit into their culture.
我说问到底是啥。
And I asked him, what is this difference?
那么他就说了一件事而已。
And they just mentioned one thing.
就是我们的东西放在冰箱里面会丢掉的。
That is, you know, the food that we put in the ref, it will just get lost.
我说哎，会丢掉。
Why does it get lost?
但是他们从一个很好的角度去看事情。
And even as they try to look at it from a good point of view.
他说共产党是产业共产嘛。
Because coming from a communist country, everything is communal.
所以既然是共产，我可以什么？你既然放在冰箱，就彼此的什么分享嘛。
So whatever you put in the ref, it's also common to everybody.
当然这是开一个玩笑了啊。
But of course, this is a joke.
但他真的他告诉我这样。
However, this is what he really told me.
所以换句我在想这个问题。
So even as I think about this difference.
所以有时候你一个人的生命进到一个地方，有可能文化不同啊，我当作文化不同好不好
？Okay. So many times when we enter into a different society, we find out that we are in a different culture.
但是最怕这不是文化。最怕是生命的不同，
however,
就是有问题了。
Most fearful is not really the culture, but it is really how we live and it is our lifestyle.
你看很多传道人到后来，他离开，他没有办法再合抢服侍。问题不是恩赐的问题，是什么？是生命的问题。
So many times when we see a pastor leaving the ministry, it is not a problem of his gifts, but it's a problem of his life.
所以我鼓励学生们。
So I encourage all our students.
你在这边读书学习很重要。
So your training here, your study here is very important.
但是你无声的见证才是更大的影响。
But your silent testimony, that is really even more important, and that is your asset.
有一个人还没有进神学，还没有做传道人。
There was a person before he entered the seminary and even before he became a pastor.
他本身非常喜欢打网球。
He likes to play tennis.
所以那打网球的时候，他有一个球拍是非常非常看作宝贝的。
宝贝。
宝贵的。
Tennis.
The tennis racket.
So he has a tennis racket, which he considered as very precious.
所以当他跟他的那些青年人打的时候
，So when he was playing tennis with his relatives and friends，
然后他常常告诉他们，你能够胜我的话，我就将这球拍送给你。
If you can win over me, then I will give you this tennis racket。
因为这是对他来说，这是他的什么宝贝
？Because that is his treasure, the tennis racket。
所以有时候你很会打哈，有时候跟那个不会打的人，他会什么？不用这么专心打到一个地步哈，差不多，你看他分数差不多了，然后最紧凑的时候，我打得更严厉啊。
So if your opponent is not really that good, probably you can take it easy at the beginning, but towards the end, okay, then you will use all your effort to play with him.
但有一天他想也想不到，那个人胜了他了。
But one day, he did not realize that somebody win over him.
那我问你。
Then may I ask you,
你这个球拍给或者不给
？Are you going to give that racket or not?
给不给？给不给？
给。
啊，这是你的宝贝啊
！That is your treasure.
因为你喜欢打网球的人，我告诉你，你的网拍非常重要的。
Your personal racket is very important to you.
他后来既然他说我说了我要什么，我就给了。
She said, since I promised that, therefore I will give, and he gave.
六七年后
After several years,
然后有一天他讲到
he was preaching.
因为读了神学，然后突然讲到了
So he has entered seminary, and now he's serving, and he's preaching.
然后有一天在布道
And one day, he was sharing an evangelistic
meeting. 布道以后，突然间有一个青年人信耶稣
And among the audience, there was somebody who wanted to profess Christ.
然后他很高兴就跟他打招呼嘛，说：“哎，恭喜你，你信了耶稣。”
So later on, he greeted him and he congratulated him for accepting Christ.
然后这个人说：“哎，牧师，你还认得我吗？”
And then that person asked him, "Pastor, do you still remember me?"
他说：“哎呀，我不认识你，我不认识，真的忘记了。”
I'm sorry, I cannot recognize you.
然后他就说了一件事情。
Then this person mentioned one thing.
你还记得某某日期你跟人打网球你输的那一天吗
Do you still remember the time when you lost that game to a certain person while playing tennis?
他说知道我永远记得那一天
And the pastor said, of course, I always and I will always remember that day.
因为那天我将我最最最最最宝贵的东西送出去了
Because on that day, I gave away my most precious possession.
然后这个年轻人说你是知道吗那天我在哪一个地方
Do you know that day I was present in that game
但是我不是跟你打赢你那一个
But I'm not your opponent in the game
我是在旁边看着你将你的网拍送给他
But I am just an audience and observer and seeing how you gave that tennis racket to the one who win over you.
所以那幅的图画在我的思考脑海里面非常非常的深刻。
So that picture on that day is leave a very deep impression in my mind.
所以他说你今天讲的道
So the message that you preach this today,
我相信是真的。
I believe that it is true.
因为你讲的话是真的。
Because what you said is true.
因为你讲的你做啊。
Because what you preached, you live it out.
所以我相信你讲的是真的。
So I believe that what you are sharing or what you have shared is true.
所以我信主了。
So I'm willing to believe in Christ.
我信你说的。 我信你说的。
I believe in what you said.
所以有时候我告诉你，服事啊，有很多东西是无声的，那才重要。
So we know that in our ministry there are many things that come silently.
啊，你们有些人去神学主日。
Some of you have been going to what we call the BSOP Sundays.
我告诉你，神学主日在台上讲见证、唱歌的人不重要。
So actually, may I tell you, those who sing and those who share their testimony, probably that's not the most important.
重要在哪里？没有在台上的时候，你在下面跟人怎么样，那才重要。
But how you shared your life with people among the audience, that is more important.
对不对？比如说你参加主日崇拜，哎呀，糟糕啊，上面讲的东西我都听不懂啊，中国学生很麻烦的。
So if you went to a church and the sermon was preached in a different language that you don't understand, what do you do?
所以你就开什么？手机玩啦。
Then you turn on your cell phone.
我告诉你，人都在看在眼里。
But actually, people are really looking at you and observing you.
你明白讲啥？所以我感到服事本身最重要，回到什么？你这个为人怎么样？
So in ministry, actually the most important thing is coming back to how you live.
我们传道人，我告诉你，到现在为止，我们为人继续要在神的面前保守圣洁。
So as a pastor for many years, I realized that before God, we continue to preserve our sanctity, even as we serve.
有很多人服侍到一个地步，他的那个节操完全没有了。
There are certain people after serving for a long time, then in a way he lost his character.
对吧？你这个为人，你的品德完全没了。
He totally lost his character.
甚至很多男女的关系乱来了。
So even in they fell in terms of relationship with the opposite sex.
所以弟兄姐妹。保罗啊，他的服事很清楚。我在你们中间为人如何，始终为人如何，你都看得清楚。
But Paul is very confident that how he lived among them and at all times is very consistent.
你在教会服事久的时候
，So even as you ministered for a long while in the church，
你到底你这个人啊，你的信息怎么样，人都知道，你知道吗？
Actually, people really, you know, understand, know what your character is.
人都知道你的到底你的人是急性呢，或者是慢的，慢吞吞的，人都知道。
Whether,
人都看清楚。
You know, your temperament is soft or hard, people are very clear about it.
我问你一个问题好不好？
May I ask you a question?
你想看看哈。
And you think about it.
上班的时候，在教会上班的时候，可不可以看报纸？
When you are working in the church, during office hour, can you read the newspaper or not?
可不可以？可以，不可以？好，我再问。我们可不可以享受咖啡？
When we are having our office, can we drink coffee at the same time?
可不可以？好像很小事情哦。看报纸、喝咖啡，什么大事啊？
Maybe we will say, well, these are small things. It doesn't matter.
但是我告诉你啊。
But may I tell you?
假如你是懒惰的人。
If you are a lazy person.
人看你读报纸、喝咖啡，说你看这么懒。
Then people, when they look at you, they will say, look at this person. He's lazy.
你假如你他已经认可你，你真的很好，很殷勤服侍的人。
However,If the church knows that indeed you are a very good worker,
会有怎么说呢
？And how would they respond?
哇，你看他懂得找材料啊，看报纸。
Oh, look, you know, he's reading the newspaper and he knows how to look for resources.
哇，你看他应该喝一点咖啡提神来服事啊。
Oh, he's drinking coffee so that he will have a good spirit.
你明白我讲什么吗？那不是咖啡跟报纸的问题。
So the problem is not with drinking coffee or reading the newspaper.
他已经认定你这个为人如何，他才看怎么评论。
But people look at what you do, and actually because they know your character already.
弟兄姐妹
，and brothers and sisters,
出去服侍，请你看重生命，好不好
？So even as we go out to minister, let us focus on how we live.
第二方面。
And secondly,
你看保罗的服事，他马上就说了一件事情。
When we look at Paul's ministry, immediately he said something else.
他说服事主凡事谦卑。
He said, with great humility, I serve the Lord.
我问你，谦卑简不简单？
Is it easy to be humble?
不简单。
Actually, it's not very easy.
凡事谦卑更难，对不对？
And to be humble in every situation, that's much even harder.
谦卑已经难，凡事谦卑更难。
To be humble is hard. To be humble in every situation is much harder.
我问你，
May I ask you?
没有恩赐的人谦卑简不简单？
For someone who is not gifted, is it easy for him to be humble?
那个很有恩赐的人谦卑跟没有恩赐的人谦卑，哪一个比较难？
So, you know, for somebody who is gifted and someone who is not very gifted, which one is easier to be humble?
我看那个，你假如你样样都不懂的人家，自然不懂嘛，比较简单一点。
Which one is really simpler?
我过去这个礼拜天，我跟我的会友谈了一件事情。
This past week, I talked with one of some of our church members about this.
有一天，我被那个 CCF 的一个小组邀请去讲道。
One time, there is a small group from CCF who invited me to share with them.
然后我去的时候，我一进去的时候，看，有几个人我都认识的，我以为我不认识。
Then I found out that, you know, there are some members whom I know before.
然后呢，我去看到他，他看到我的，他也高兴，我也高兴。
So we are so happy to see one another in that small group.
然后有一个人就马上告诉我，牧师你来，我很高兴，我很喜欢听你讲道。
And someone, you know, said to me, "Oh, I'm very happy that you are here because I love to hear your message."
旁边有一个人马上告诉我。
However, on this other side, one person told
me. 牧师啊，你听到这句话的时候，你要马上跟这个人讲一句话。
He said, "Pastor, when you heard this person say this, then you must answer him this way."
我说马上要说什么？我问他。
And I asked him, "What should I immediately respond?"
因为你当你让人家这样告诉你说你很会讲道的时候，你要马上告诉人，告诉这个人说什么？撒旦，退我后面去。
He said, you know, if somebody said to you, you preach very well, I think you should respond by saying, Satan, get away from me.
所以今天有谁跟你说你很漂亮，你很乖，你很老，你马上告诉他什么？撒旦，退我后面去。
So today, if somebody, you know, praise you for your beauty or your brain, you should also say, Satan, get behind me.
是不是这样？我在想来想去，不要吧。你人家欣赏你，你骂人撒旦呗。
I said, probably it's not very good, okay? People are, in a way, admiring you, and yet you are scolding them.
谦卑是什么？
But what is humility?
谦卑不是代表人赞美你，你才可以谦卑。人不赞美你，你就不谦卑，不一定的。
It doesn't come because people praise you or not praise you.
你在没有恩赐的时候可能会骄傲。
Because if you think that you are not gifted, and yet you could be very hypocritical,
对不？对不对？但是你有恩赐的时候，人家赞美不一定你一定会骄傲，你明白吗
？However, if you are gifted and people show appreciation, you would not necessarily be very proud.
因为真正一个骄傲不骄傲、谦不谦卑，是人的心里面，你认清楚你的角色在哪里。
Because being proud or being humble is really a response from your heart in dealing with different situations.
因为保罗在这里说我服侍主。
Paul said, as I serve the Lord,
这个服事哈，保罗用的观念是一个仆人的服事。
And Paul used the concept of a servant or a slave serving.
所以换句话说，保罗说我在服事上帝，我真的要谦卑。为什么呢？因为我的身份根本是一个仆人的身份。
So even as I serve the Lord, I have to be humble because I'm only a slave.
所以既然是仆人的身份，神给我有机会服事，这是何等大的恩典。
And since I'm a servant or a slave, and yet the Lord gave me this opportunity, this is really a great grace.
当有人赞美你的时候，
So when people in a way praise you or appreciate
有可能有几样的反应，好不好？
Maybe there could be very different reactions.
那有一种的反应是什么反应？
One reaction is like this.
我哪里哪里，对不对？中国人嘛，哪里哪里。
And you say, no.
其实这个假冒为善，哪里哪里。
Actually, maybe this may be very hypocritical.
为什么我这样说呢？
Why do I say
that? 因为你说哪里哪里，其实哈，你很希望这个人告诉你这里这里这里，你知道吗？
Because when you start to say no, actually you are expecting you to say, oh no, it is true, it is true.
啊，所以他希望你，你多希望啊，哪里哪里，这里这里啊，你高兴得不得了。这是第一类人的回应。
So actually, this would be the first type of response.
第二种的回应。
A second time kind of response.
西方人很自然就说，人家说，哎，多谢你帮忙，你会说什么？
Well,
谢谢 ，Thank you, you're welcome.
For the Western people, if you help people, and then you say thank you.
这是另外一种的回应嘛？
That is another kind of response.
其实还有另外一种的回应。
But there's still a third kind of response.
他说什么？
But how would you respond?
My honor, my pleasure.
You will, 你会说啊，这是我的福分啊，我的这个荣幸，
对不对？我很荣幸，我可以服侍。
I am very honored that I can serve you.
其实我们对神的服侍不是我配的嘛。
Actually, when we serve the Lord, it's not because we are worthy.
我们对人的服侍也不是我们配得的嘛。
And when we serve people, it's not because we are worthy.
对不对？因为 你要服侍，人不一定要给你服侍啊，我告诉你。
May I tell you, sometimes you want to serve and people may not necessarily give you the opportunity.
我相信男孩子更明白我在讲什么。
I'm very sure the male students would understand what I'm saying.
因为他要追求女孩子，女孩子让他服侍，他高兴得不得了，我告诉你。
When he's pursuing a girl and the girl will allow him to serve her, that will be a great opportunity.
对不对？那个女的永远不让你服侍，你差不多完蛋了。
If the lady would not accept your service, then that's the end of you.
所以我常常说，能够服侍，不是看你有心服侍没有。
So to be able or to serve is not dependent on whether you want to serve or not.
也不是看你有能力服侍没有。
And it's also not dependent on whether you have the ability.
你还要加上有没有机会去服侍。
You'd have to add something else, and that is opportunity.
我们相信我们能够服侍神，我们为什么要谦卑？
Why is it that even as we minister to the Lord, we must be humble?
因为我们身份是仆人。
Because our role is a servant or a slave.
既然是仆人的话，我们能够有能力去服侍，是神给我们的能量。
So as a slave, we have the ability to serve the Lord. It's because the Lord has given us the ability.
对不对？神给我们的心去渴望服侍。
And the Lord also gave us that heart to desire for that ministry.
加上神给我们机会去服侍。
And in addition, God gave us that opportunity to serve Him.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们能够服侍，你从这个角度去看的时候，我们没有任何地方可以骄傲。
So even as we look at the ministry this way, then there is no way whereby we should be proud.
我们就可以学习凡事谦卑。
And we can learn.How to be humble in every situation.
凡事看的时候 is my honor, is my pleasure.
所以你常常你可以这样回应，这是我的荣幸，这是我的机会。
我告诉你，这种的心态完全不同。
And this type of heart is very different.
因为我们头脑常常想，哇，这个工作没有我会死掉。
Because sometimes we might be tempted to think that without me, this work cannot be accomplished.
然后我告诉你，
But let me tell you,
假如神没有你，这个工作会死掉，这个神你不用服侍他。
Okay. If God wants to accomplish something and it's not being able to be accomplished because of a lack of you, then this is not the God that we should believe.
我们的神是万能的神。我们的神是万能的神。
Oh, our God is an almighty God.
你不服侍 ，OK， 我可以用别人，对不对
？If you are not willing to serve, I can use other people.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们可以服侍，没有地方可以骄傲的。
So, if we have a chance to minister, there's really nothing that should cause us to be proud.
所以从保罗的那种的表达里面，我们看到他的服侍是什么？以生命来服侍。
So we can see that.Paul served with his life.
我们看到保罗的服侍是以谦卑来服侍。
And Paul served with humility.
第三方面，我们从这段经文我们又看到什么呢？他的服侍是什么？是一个以爱来服侍。
And thirdly, we can also see that Paul served with love.
怎么样说法呢？
Why do I say this?
你看到保罗在第二十节里面这样说。
Paul said in verse 20,
你们也知道，凡与你们有益的，我没有一样违背不说，或者众人面前，在个人的家里，我都教导你们。
So in verse 20, he said, you know that I have not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful to you, but have taught you publicly and from house to house.
所以换一句话说了，保罗的服事，凡是对人有益处的，他就怎么？他就做。
So in short, Paul is willing to minister in any way that is helpful to people.
所以换一句话，这才是真正的爱心，你明白吗？
And in a way, we can say that this is out of love.
因为真正的爱完全做的是为了对方的好处来行。
Because somebody with love, then whatever he did or do is for the good of the next person.
弟兄姐妹，有时候在服事里面。
So many times in our ministry,
你听清楚，为了对方的好处我们来做。
You must think about how can I serve for the good of the next person.
不是我的好处。
Not for my own good.
我告诉你，有时候服事到一个地步，我感到很大的矛盾。
I feel that, you know, even as we minister for a long time, sometimes it becomes very ironic.
怎么矛盾？
What is that irony?
当我们要出来服事神的时候。
So, as we begin to minister at the beginning,
然而我们的思维里面，我们讲，我们将名、将利、将权都放下，对不对？
We will say we give up our money, our life, our name.
对不对？我们将所谓世界的荣华富贵都全放下，为神而服事嘛。
We have already given up everything in this world to serve the Lord.
但是你看到服事到久的时候，在教会里面，很多人，很多传道人，对不起，我可以说，也是为名、为利、为权来服事。
And yet, when we have served for a while in the church, that we will find out that sometimes people serve for the sake of personal gain.
我们曾经放下的，我们现在在实际的服事里面，这些东西全跑出来了。
So what we have given up, then we pick them up again later on.
因为我们的生命还没有真正完全放下。
It's really because we have not really give up our life totally.
不是为了羊真的爱他们。
Because we have not really loved our flock.
弟兄姐妹，爱羊不一定常常给他喜欢的。
So if you love your flock, okay, it is not necessarily that you always give them what they like.
有时候你要给他的是他不喜欢的。
Sometimes you have to give them something that they don't like.
你假如顺着他的话，你不是牧者。
If you just give them whatever they desire, then you are not a good pastor.
因为你不是在带领他，你反而你被他带领。你明白这句话的意思？
Because you are not actually leading him, but you are being led.
好像我讲一个例子，有可能你明白。
May I share an example?
我们教会里面有一个如鹰长者活动中心。
In our church, we have a program for the elderly people.
然后这一批的老人家很好玩。
Actually, we have a nice group of old people.
哇，有些老人很可爱。
There are some elders who are really very loving.
但是有些老人让你气得半死。
However, there are also some elderly people who will make you angry.
包括我的烧麦也被他偷掉，你明白吗？
Because what I'm eating, he got it.
烧麦。
烧麦。
烧麦。他真的连我的烧麦都偷了啦。有些人是这样。
Okay, he got my shomai.
但是呢，这个还不是重要。
But this is not the most important thing.
重要的两个七十几岁、八十岁打架。
There are two elderly people in their 70s and 80s, and they fought.
那他怎么样打？
And how do they fight?
他拿雨伞打。
They use their umbrella to fight.
然后你问他为什么打？
And then you ask them, why are you fighting?
他们打是为了在有车接送的时候，他们为了那个位置来吵架。
They fought because they want the same seat in the car.
他说这是我的位，为什么你拿的？
One would say this is my seat.
所以他们常常为了那个位置吵。
So many times you find that these elderly people they will fought over a seat.
然后我就警告他们，你在这边不要打架。
And then I have to, you know, I have to pacify them.And told them, don't fight in here.
警告一次
once.
警告两次
twice.
警告三次
thrice.
都到后来越来越厉害
And yet they fought even more fiercely.
然后我就叫他来，来两个都来，两个都来。
So I asked both of them to come to me.
然后我说，对不起，我今天要做一件事情了。
Please have to excuse me because today I've decided to do one thing.
我说我请你们不要来长者活动中心一个月，罚你们不来。
So I will penalize you that you cannot come to the center for a month.
啊，这个老人骄傲得不得了。
But this one of them was very proud.
要牧师我都不喜欢来。
He said, Pastor Aki, I don't like to come here.
我不喜欢来。
I don't like to come here.
我你看我乖得不得了，都是他是坏蛋，我是好蛋。
You know, this is the bad guy, I'm the good guy.
我说为什么呢？为什么你说你好啊？
How come you said you're good?
你看你问，你问我的家人里面，谁认为我是坏呢？
He said you can ask my relatives, is there anyone who said that I'm not good?
我的心里面想，当然没有人敢你说你坏，你一坏的话，你全部都遭殃啊。因为你凶得不得了啊！我是心里在这样说的，我告诉你。
In my heart, I was telling myself, of course, nobody is going to say you are bad. Actually, you know, you are causing a lot of trouble.
所以呢，我就罚他，真的罚他。
So I really penalize him.
他一个月以后
，So after one month,
哎，他又来了。
He came back.
因为我告诉他
，Because I told him,
你不喜欢来无所谓。
If you do not like to come, it's okay.
我没有办法强逼你来。
I cannot force you to come.
但是你这次这一个月是我们教会不让你来。
But for this coming month, our church prohibited you from coming.
他真的我车不载他，真的不载他。
So we did not ask our van to pick him up.
啊，真的一个月以来后一个月以后来了，乖得不得了。
And then after that penalty, and now he's very good.
所以你明白，有时候爱心哦，是能够为他的好处的成长来爱，你明白吗
？So even as we love a person, we love him, we would like him to grow.
但是很可惜，有时候我们的教会哈，我们在服侍神的时候，不是以爱为出发点的时候，我们很多时候做事情不同。
But you know, if we serve in a church not coming out of love, then a lot of trouble.Is going to arise.
因为你不敢说得罪人的事。
Maybe it would be the case wherein you are afraid to rebuke people.
但是当然人有错，人越改变，我们要用神给我们的恩典的眼光去看待人。
Of course, we could all do something wrong, and we should use God's perspective to help him.
对不对？但是呢，我们要记得要为人的好，那种的爱。
But let us remember that we must use that kind of love that is to desire good for the next person to serve them.
保罗说，没有一样对你不好的我不说嘛。
So Paul said, you know, there's not anything good that I did not share with you.
接下来你看，哎呀，还有三分钟就结束了。
We have 3 minutes to sum up.
好，我就总结好了。
May I just summarize?
保罗服侍他除了以生命来服侍
，So Paul served not only with his life。
在第二，他以谦卑来服侍
，Not only he served with humility。
他以第三，他以爱心来服侍
，And not only did he serve with love。
第四样
，And fourthly，
他以献上来服侍。
He used an attitude of offering up himself
你。你注意看这段经文里面，他很清楚。我归纳他说的一句话，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵。
So here Paul, in a way, summarized that I do not consider my life something worth. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me.
因为你看，他其实知道有没有困难。
Actually, Paul knows that there is difficulty ahead.
他知不到现在有患难逼迫面对他，他知道。
Paul knows very clearly that there's persecution coming.
但是他全部以生命为念。
And yet he did not worry about his own life.
换句话，他是肯摆上的一个人。
In short, he is willing to dedicate himself.
弟兄姐妹们，
brothers and sisters,
要摆上。
We must dedicate or give up ourselves for the Lord.
现在我感觉到有很多新一代的同工。
Many times I feel that the younger generation of ministers
很喜欢跟教会谈工作时间多少薪酬。
Okay, many times you know they will talk about my time of work, and also how much I'm going to be paid.
然后呢，假如这天是我的放假的日子，我这是我的 rest day， 我要 rest， 你不要吵我。
And they would also, you know, hold on to their rest day.
我告诉你啊，你假如你将你当作将自己当作雇工的话，人就会以雇工的角度来看你。
First of all, if you consider yourself as simply a worker, then people will treat you as a worker.
但假如你当作是神在呼召你的角度来看你自己，人将你当作是神的仆人。
But if you consider yourself as someone who is called by God, then people will treat you as someone who is called by God.
我问你
，May I ask you，
你们的放假，你们的 rest day。就是那个放假那一天，一个礼拜放假那一天，你的手机开或者不开。
May I ask you, you know, during your break or maybe at the end of the week, did you use your cell phone or not?
有些传道人说，哇，这是我的 rest day， 我一定不开。
Some ministers will say, this is my rest day, so I will not turn on my cell phone.
弟兄们不要，因为有些事情你叫牧会里面，有些事情真的很难说。
And well, let us be aware that many times in ministry we have things, there are emergency that came up.
有人叫会死，他不会告诉你我明天死哈，牧师。
So your member will not tell you I'm going to die tomorrow.
他不会告诉你的。
They will never tell you.
对不对？因为很多牧会的人，你会应付很多什么所谓的意外之事情。
In our ministry in the church, in our pastoral ministry.There will always be emergencies that came up.
你要摆不摆上，就看这个地方。
Are you willing to dedicate yourself or to commit yourself fully?
当然，我不希望每一天都是很多 emergency 的事哈。我告诉你。
Of course, we do not want to have a lot, always have emergencies.
我告诉你啊，因为全部 emergency， 你的孩子哈会告诉你一件事情。
孩子，
你的孩子。
If you have a lot of emergencies, your child will tell you.
他会告诉你，爸爸，我要做会友，我不做你孩子。
Then your children will tell you, I just want to be a church member, but I do not want to be a pastor.
因为有 emergency, 你全部给他了，我永远放在最后。
Okay, because you always give yourself to the emergencies, and I'm the last.
所以我对我孩子里面常常做一件事情。
So for my children, I always do one thing.
我说什么？我说，哎，我今天我们有这个计划。
Today we have this plan.
假如没有意外的话，我们就做。
If there are no emergencies, then we will do it.
因为不然的话，我们常常答应他，等一下又没有，答应他又没有，爸爸常常说谎话。
Okay.
这个很大的问题。
Because it can happen that we cannot fulfill our promises, and they will feel that we are lying to them.
所以呢，我就常常告诉他们 ，OK， 假如真的是很严重意外，我们。将计划改变一下。
So if there are three emergencies, then we will sort of rearrange our schedule.
但是不要忽略，你的孩子也是你的会友。
But do not forget that your children are also your members.
他是你的同工。
And they are also your co-workers.
但是我们愿意摆上，你明白
？However, we are still willing to commit.
因为会友看得出来。
Because our members, it's very easy for them to
know. 会有的眼睛挂亮得不得了。
The eyes of our members are really very bright.
你摆不摆上，他都知道。
Whether you are committed or not, they will know clearly.
但是我们服侍不是为了他们，我们服侍是为了神，对不对
？However, we serve not because in a way because of them, but because of the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹，你既然要走这条路。
So, brothers and sisters, since you have chosen to take this path,
愿意摆上
you must be willing to commit.
飞胜这个还在吗
？Yes.
还在吗
？The motto of BSOP is still up here.
你喜欢这个吗
？Do you like this motto?
哈？有人说一句话。
Somebody once said.
顺服基督，为主享受，你会吸引很多人来服侍。
You know, if you believe in Jesus and you can enjoy it, then I think many people or more people will be attracted.
但是说为信服基督为主受苦要不要
But you know, not only to believe in Christ, but to suffer for him, are you willing?
但是其实我感觉到要服侍神这个还重要。
And yet I can tell you that this is really very important, not only to believe in Christ, but to suffer for Him.
当你摆上完全不同。
When you commit yourself fully, it will be very different.
我到现在为止，我很喜欢读书。
Up to this point, I'm still very studious. I like to read.
我真的很喜欢拿博士。
And you know, I really like to have also a doctoral degree.
我真的很喜欢。
I really like to have one.
但是神又没有开这条路。
However, God did not open the way for me to get a PhD.
我现在得的是博土。
是什么？
博土。
Okay. How do you translate that? 这个就是博士了。
这是博土。
And what I got is, you know, just myself.
土生土长啊。其实哈，后来我也发现没所谓，没什么。
Actually, whether you have that PhD or not, in a way, it doesn't really matter.
但是假如神给你拿 PhD， 感谢神，对不对
？But we praise God if He allows you to get a PhD.
那神不给我拿 PhD， 没所谓嘛。
But if God did not give me that, that is still okay.
我多多少少给我足够的恩典，在一个服事教会里面服事34年，要35年呐。
And God has given me enough and more than enough grace that I'm able to serve in a church for more than 34 years.
到五月初一就进到我35年的里面。
This May 1, then I will be entering my 35th year of ministry.
其实更大的恩典是什么，你知道吗？
Do you know what is that greatest grace?
你对同一群的人讲了35年的道。
That is, you have preached to the same people group for 35 years.
然后他还要继续听你讲道。
And they are still willing to continue to listen to you.
然后你还要有东西供养给他。
And you still have something to share with them.
我告诉你，这是难上加难。
This is really very difficult.
不是我们能够做的事情。
It is something that I or we can do.
对不对？是神的恩典。
It is by God's grace.
所以求神帮助我们。其实还有一点是忠心。
Actually, there's still a fifth point, and that is faithfulness. But our time is up.
你看到保罗，他很清楚，他要走完神交给他那条路。
We are very clear that Paul said, "I finish the race."
对不对？他真的忠心到底。
And we must be faithful to the end.
不要希望怎么爬上去。
So we do not aim, you know, to reach a social level.
主要是我们走完神要我们走的路。
But it is to finish the race and to complete the task that the Lord has entrusted to us.
对不起，没时间了，够了。
I think that would be enough.
接下去就由林长老继续教了。
Okay, so the remaining task will be from our faculty.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, once again we thank you for this very timely message. Thank you for the reminder.That it's not so much about us, but it's about how you work in our life and how we live and how we silently serve and testify for you. 天父再次谢谢你提醒我们，主啊，今天更重要的不是我们配，而是你是那伟大的神，你是有恩典的神，是你给我们这个机会，你也选召我们，让我们可以忠心摆上，能够为靠主你的恩典可以走完。你所托付我们的这个职责，走完这条的天路，求主你再次帮助我们，更能够好好的在你的面前靠主的能力，能够为主而活。主要让人所看到的，他们也可以说，他们可以效法我们，正如我们效法基督一样。主要求主你给我们谦卑的心，给我们愿意付上的心，给我们有这个一致的这个品格。能够 为主来摆上，这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
好，谢谢。
谢谢。